While visiting Girna, here in what is now part of Gujarat state, I guess at that time would have been part of the Junagadh kingdom. Was that a Hindu king in Junagadh? Nawab. Jamnagar was also a Nawab. Jamnagar was Hindu, still is Hindu. Junagadh was a Nawab. One of them wanted to join Pakistan. Was it Junagadh? He wanted to join Pakistan, and another Gujarati said, forget it. Sardar Patel. So while visiting Girna, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur visited various Jain and demigod temples. Is there any specific reason behind this pastimes, or this pastime, or these pastimes? Well, as far as I remember, in the description of these activities of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, there's no specific reason given, but in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is a statement about why great persons travel around. Mahante shabhav jaitarite pama nijakaja nahe tabu jai onnegar, which means that it is the nature of a great person to deliver the sinful people. Though he has no personal reason for doing so, he visits other people's houses. So that's also there in Bhagavatam. Mahat vichalanam rinam chetasad. What is that? Mahat vichalanam rinam dina chetasam grihinam dina chetasam. Yeah. What's the rest of the verse? Which I can't remember. Anyway, it's the same purport, that great persons move around in the world to deliver grihinam, the householders who have got very low mentality. This is from the Bhagavatam, spoken by Nanda Maharaj to Garga Muni, who was visiting him. So, as a general understanding, we understand that great persons may go here and there just to purify those places. That's all. Many people go to temples, whether they're demigod temples or Jain temples. They go there for the sake of some religious purpose. So, if they can have some interaction or even see a great devotee, that will be for their benefit also.